and a white one and a gray one. And that's all. You know, we didn't have to worry about gloves or wristbands or helmets. I never played with a helmet till I come to the Texas League, and they had made it a league rule.
All right.
That you had to wear a helmet. Hell, I never wore a helmet. Shin guards, wristbands, batting gloves, sliding gloves, running gloves. What? No, I see these old timers playing in these old films, and they got a little glove about the size of a silver dollar, and now they're big as a house. I don't know how they ever miss one. Yeah, they used to be a lot smaller. And these fingers used to be just the opposite to what they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Used to get these and try to make them real short so you could scoop that ball. Now, they got these big, long fingers. Just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And I remember I was just talking the other day about when we used to leave the gloves on the field.
All right.
A lot of people don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too long ago.
Not too long ago. I remember that.
I don't know. Somebody mentioned it during that documentary, and they don't have a record of anybody ever falling over.
No.
And they laid out there for 100 years. He's just scaling. We was taking a handful of sand. Put it in the, if you were playing left field, grab some dirt, go out there with some chewing tobacco, and pick his up and put it back. That always made a big deal. Then you'd come out the next inning, and yours would be full. But they used to pull all kinds of tricks.
Yeah. Well, our tape just about up. If you had a message to give to the players today that are on strike as we're doing this, what would you tell them?
I can't believe this is happening. With enough money for everybody. I wish I had an opportunity just to be considered for that kind of money.
What's the most money you ever made?
Probably $1,000 a month.
All right. Is that as a player or a manager?
And both. My manager. That was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, I got a, you know, I made money. They used to put dollar bills through the screen out in Abilene. The home runs.
Yeah?
Yeah, the fans. And, hell, I've seen the guys get $100, $150, $200 for hitting a home run, win a ball game.
Yeah?
Go around with the ball bag. Fill that ball bag up full of dollar bills.
Yeah.
And I knew guys that never cashed their checks. They'd live off that home run.
Yeah?
Guys like Bill Serena and that hit a lot of home runs?
Yeah.
Why, sure. If you could hit 20 home runs at home that meant anything to the game, you wouldn't have to cash a check. Because back in those days, $200, $300, you know, you're back in the 40s. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, sure is.
You could feed your family pretty good on that. So we used to make a lot of money hitting home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Hager Slack. Give them a plug. They used to give a pair of slacks away in Lubbock for every home run hit.
Yeah.
Visitor or home team. So some of them, and Bill Serena, I think, hit 59 or something. He's probably still with us. He's probably still wearing a slack. But there was a lot of little freebies
mm-hmm.
along the way. You know, and people were good to us. People really were good to us. I can honestly say that I did something that I would have hated like hell to miss.
Mm-hmm.
I would have hated like hell to miss the years that I played baseball. I didn't get to the big leagues, but I played some pretty good baseball, and I enjoyed what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And money didn't count at all.
Yeah, probably would have played if it wouldn't paid you at all.
We did. Hell, we did. We used to have to go and when I managed San Angelo, we didn't have enough money to pay the ball player. And all they had to do was file for their free agency. And they would have got it for non-payment. Not one of them left me.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go around and I'd give the hundred, the what money I had, I'd give the married guys $100, single guys $50
mm-hmm.
to try to get them,
yeah.
get them by. And that's the way we operated back in those days. Hell, there wasn't any money. I don't know why anybody want to go on strike. I just like to be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, that's what I think.
They ought to be ashamed. I hope you hear that.
Yeah, that's a good way to end. It's just coming to an end here, so.